Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. We're going to talk about when the little person is running the show. When our little person is running the show and how that influences our manifestation, how it influences our vibration, and how easy it is to slip into that space and think that it's okay. In case you're new, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to have the summer of your life, please consider my services. If you're on my newsletter list, I sent you an exclusive link to my Seeker Circle private. And it's 12 weeks of intuitive messages channeled for you. I also have the Massive Result 1 Year Experience. That is a metaphysical adventure. If you are ready to get what you want, if you're ready to expand your consciousness, if you are ready to be the most powerful manifester that you can be, then I would love to support you. Information on my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And again, select that Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package, the 1 year option. All right, so when our little person is running the show, I had this today. I had spent the morning, I was working through a book, and I was journaling, and I was getting my energy up, and I was feeling great, and then some things showed up, and all of a sudden, that veil of confidence I thought I had in the moment dissipated, and my little girl started to run the show, and she was kind of huffy and puffy, and my little girl kind of shuts down, and she doesn't want to do anything, and it's such a contrast to who I am, but because it's so easy to slip into that vibration, it's still a part of my default setting. I didn't catch it right away. So I kind of went through like a couple of hours of that. And then I got like everything that showed up was completely in alignment with the little girl running the show. And I just got more and more and more annoyed. And then I was like, oh shit, this is all me. I'm in the vibration of the little girl, so of course everything that shows up is going to be in the vibration of her. And so it was my job to snap my fingers, snap my energy back, take a nap, and get back into the vibration of who I really am. I had to call some things out. I'd be like, oh, that's bonkers crazy. Only the little girl would put up with that. And every time I let her run the show, shit goes off the rails. And I don't want to go down that path again. I know how this all works. This is a practice, calling yourself back. It's a practice managing your vibration. It's a practice taking responsibility of what you believe, what you think, the words that you say, the feelings that you feel, the actions that you take. This is the practice. It always amazes me when, myself, a client, when we forget that this whole kit and caboodle that is the manifesting world, the metaphysical world, it all comes down to us, right? And it's not the, I love my meditations and my affirmations. It's not always that. It's being willing to take our energy back. And sometimes we have to take it back from that wounded little kid that's in us, right? The little kid that is either scared shitless, right? Or throwing a tantrum, or entitled, overprivileged, spoiled. Like, we can keep going and going and going. And anybody listening to this program who decides to listen to this program, I know you know when your little kid has shown up. You're going to be like, oh shit, Amy's right. That was totally my little kid. I was in the vibration of the little kid in me. I get it. But in those moments, you got to ask the little kid what they want. They're not going to give you a very clear answer. But more so, my spirit guides are jumping in there saying, you just have to take the power back. You have to be the boss lady. You have to be the badass. You have to find your inner confidence. And the best way to shift out, if you found like, so today I went into little kid mode. And I was like, it took me a minute. And so here's how I got out. First, I realized there was some self-care I could do. Right? So I went, and took care of myself, my physical well-being, right? And then next, I realized I was kind of tired. I think when we're in the little kid mode, we need a nap. So I took a nap. And three, I set some boundaries. Like I told you, I was in the vibration of a little kid, and so she attracts parts of people in my life. Like, and so they start showing up in that way, and so I had to set some boundaries. I'd say to myself, no, you're not engaging this. And I had to say to some other people, no, I'm not engaging this. And then from there, I had to say, nothing changes without me. And so I got to find that inner strength, that inner power, and make a different choice. And you'll have to do it for yourself. This is moment by moment practice. And then you will get to a place where it becomes your default setting. But until it does, until confident you becomes your natural way of being, when loving yourself and respecting yourself and taking great care of yourself and being kind and loving and generous and supportive to yourself becomes your natural state, you're going to have to constantly keep calling yourself back. And who knows how long it takes, honestly, right? Just stay in it until you get there. I think that's something that I've seen recently with clients, with some of my metaphysical peers, and even to some degree with myself, but not as much. Like, I'm pretty resilient in the sense that I know that until it changes, I have to keep working at it. I want what I want too badly to quit. And so you're going to have to tell yourself, I'm not done until I get what I want. I'm not done till my default setting changes. I'm not done till my vibration is constantly one of miracles, blessings, and all that I desire. I'm not done until I get there. So what I mean by you're not done is that's when you got to keep doing the work. Do the work. Change the way you think. Catch yourself. Make a different choice. Be willing to explore another way of being. Try something differently. It's just not enough to know that, I'm probably in lack right now. Okay, well, get out of lack. You got to get out of the consciousness and vibration of lack. And so what does that take for you? And it's going to be different for every person. I've given you some suggestions how I got out of it, but more so, I have my type A Aries who will kick in real quick and say, girl, let's have fun. And this pouting and little girl running the show, scared kitten, it's not fun. I don't like what shows up as a result of it. It's not fun. I'm in charge, right? So that kicks in with me, and then I get excited, and then it gets fun. But that's for me. Everybody is different. So use your way to find your most confident self. Use your way to be your most powerful self. And it is not optional anymore. It's not optional. Oh, today I'll be my most confident self. If you want what you want with all your heart, whatever it is, the man, the house, the money, the business, the career, the family, if you're not having something that you are wanting, it's because something within you still believes you can't have it. And it's your job to do the work until you get to a place where you believe and know that you can in fact have it. And that is the practice and that is the work. That's a lot of what I do with clients. I help you change your mind, help you learn how to identify those limiting beliefs, learn how to identify the story, learn how to identify when you've moved into your little self versus your powerful, confident, most fully self-expressed, amazing, talented, prosperous, powerful self. So if you're ready to do that, consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I will help you get exactly what you want. And thank you. Thank you for listening to this program. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe. It makes everything easier. It helps you get shows right away. Also, all the shows are on my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. While you're there, check out that massive result intuitive coaching package, the 1-year option. Also, if you are on my newsletter list, you got a link to Seeker Circle. I have some spots open for the summer for that. It's 12 weeks of intuitive coaching messages exclusively channeled for you. You get new messages every Monday for the whole week. And if you're not in my newsletter list, sign up. Sign up. You get 2 intuitive messages for me for free that you can use on Monday and Saturday to coach yourself. So say you're not in a place to work one-on-one. Here, this is my offering to you. You can use those emails to truly change your life and do the work for yourself. Until next time, thank you for listening to this program. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. It's all your story. You're not going to get to heaven and be like, yo, God, it was my mom. Yo, God, it was that man I was dating. Yo, God, I didn't do all the stuff I said I was going to do because this person. That's not going to fly. So here is your sacred opportunity. This summer, become the you that you've always wanted to be. Take care of yourself. Bye.